Tell me the song of like a real situation. Yeah, exactly. Just tell me this doesn't look like a real set, like from the news station.
Yeah, thank you for choosing Simba and Brian Paul, where you chop it up. My name is Brian Paul.
And my name is Simba the Extraordinaire.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Hold on, I'm just looking at some stuff. No? Our top 10 sexual fetishes.
Why would you have to say that? Like, sometimes you just ruin things. Oh my God. Well, you ever want somebody to ruin something? Hire this guy. He'll fuckitup.com.
Anyway,
welcome to Simba and Bra. Oh,
one, wow. Two. Don't you ever do my lines, motherfucker. My lines are not switching it up now. No, you choose into
Simba.
I'm Brian Paul.
Big black strong dick is just something for me. It makes my adrenaline rush. It makes my endorphins just, I just.
This is where I go on like a fucking rampage. And I just like fuck 3-4 times a day. Sometimes a different nigga, sometimes the same nigga. And I fuck him every.
Anyway, but it was cute and I got dick down and the rim of my vagina is swollen. Welcome to Simba and Brian Paul. What's up? My name is Simba, what's the extraordinaire.
My name
this
is Brian Paul. What's up? How you doing?
Yeah, guys? Because guess
welcome
what?
To he think he got Brian Paul. Wait,
no. I already said that part. It's already.
I said that part already.
Okay, let's move forward. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a very special episode because we're talking about fetishes. Mm-hmm. And you know, people get really funny about fetishes, like, hush, hush. But in the DMs and in the OnlyFans inboxes, people get it in.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they ask you? Like, what do people ask? What's the number one fetish that people ask you to see or do with
that's
them?
Strange?
It's strange as fuck.
So, you know that I do this, and you hate it. You, when I tell you he hates it with a passion.
It's disgusting.
But every time I go to Chipotle. So, some of you guys have to call your mom to say, Mom, make me a pujna. My bowels aren't thing. Oh, going off.
English
or,
version.
Or my intestines not doing anything. Help me with a little pujna.
English version. Mom, my stomach is going crazy. My insides are just a little filthy. Can you please give me a laxative?
Yeah. So okay, cool. When that happens, I don't have to do that. All I got to do is go to Chipotle and get me a chicken bowl, start it with the salad, and make sure I get my vinaigrette in the end. And give me two. And give me a cup for a water. Yeah. Anyway, so every time that happens the next morning, I release my bowels and it is extreme. So today I did that and I took a picture and sent it to one of my customers
and
he
seen
hates it.
I was pissed off.
Yeah, he really hates it. But that's one of the most frequent asked for videos and pictures out there. People want shit videos.
And I want to know, please, everyone who asks for a shit video, because you probably watch this, please DM me and ask me what.
Ask me or tell me.
I'm sorry, tell me. What do you get out of seeing her shit? No, like literally, I need to know, like, what does it do for you sexually? Like, do you imagine smelling it and jerking off? Like, is it the sight? Because I don't understand how seeing somebody shit or seeing somebody take a shit can turn you on. That is the most disgusting fetish.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Wait, this is what I'm going to do. In a few minutes, this is for the people. In a few minutes, I'm going to take out my phone and I'm going to show him one of the videos. One of the videos
I'm not gonna watch
of me actually taking
you
a shit.
See me walk off
and
the stage.
It's not just a shit. Like, one time, so this one particular video, he sent me money over and over and over again. And I was like, babe, I'm dehydrated. I was just in Dubai and now I'm in Nigeria. And I'm not eating how I usually eat. So I need, you know, because when he wants a shit, he wants like a Chipotle shit, you know? He don't want like a friggin' rice and pea shit. He don't want a pollo guisado. He don't want a shrimp dumpling. He want a Chipotle shit. And in Nigeria, you're just not getting that. Anyway, long story short, so I took a laxative. I took one of those little pink pills. Whew. When I tell you the sight of this is out of this world. And it's not until I saw it, I was like, I know what he likes.
But
I know what he likes.
No, but I what I want to tell the people is how nasty not only Simba is, but she has a friend Anna, yeah, I'm calling you out. Ooh, who, wow. They be sending each other videos when they shit and shit. Like, ooh, oh, bitch, my log is this big. Ooh, no, wow. Bitch, I can't ooh, shit this much. Y'all are nasty. Y'all Balenciana. Are nasty assholes. Oh, wow. Yep, Anna, I said it. Ooh. What's up? We still cool. I love you, but y'all are fucking disgusting.
Oh, the white girl. You shouted the white girl out.
Yeah, and it would be a white girl who likes to shit, but I'm not going to say that. Oh, I can't believe it.
Shout out to our white girl, Megan. What's up?
What's up, Rebecca?
Anyway, so I say that to say that's one of them. Another one is something that's a lot of guys been asking mm-hmm. for is girl on girl kissing.
That is fucking. It could be somebody's fetish, but that's just also like sexy and hot. Just like a guy and a guy kissing. You know? It's just, you know.
Not the same. Not the same, Mr. Ideology. It's not the same.
We have a whole episode coming on ideology.
Anyway. Anyway. But wait, what other fetishes?
I know a fetish because I low key got into a little bit. Like, so piss play is a fetish or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas love.
That's a fetish?
I think.
Oh, I thought that was normal.
Niggas love getting pissed on or whatever. So somebody asked me to piss on them and I did because I was like, fuck it, right? But then I was on Twitter because, you know, Twitter porn is lit.
Twitter porn is out of this world.
So, now Twitter porn
OnlyFans.com/erotic.
Twitter porn is lit. And I seen a video of, like, this nigga, like, fucking somebody, and he pissed in him. And he just kept on fucking.
Is that possible?
Yes. And
I don't
then
know about that.
The person who he was fucking started peeing at the same time.
I don't know if that's biologically
and
possible.
It is.
For you to piss while you're stroking, while you're in it?
You have to. So, I'm going to tell you how it happens. No. Because let me finish my story, first of all.
Finish your story.
So, I've seen it. It happened, and I was like, girl, stop. But then I got so turned on. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I got so turned on by watching the nigga piss while he was fucking him, and then the nigga started pissing. So I was like, yo, I got to try this shit.
I don't know if that's biologically like, really possible to fuck.
So it's not. Let me tell you why. So, of course, I have to try it. So what happened was I could not piss for shit because my dick was so hard. I'm like, how the fuck did it happen? What you have to do is like you can't fuck. It's like you have to like stop and pause and like wait and then you can pee.
I've tried lots of things with a lot of mm-hmm. people and we've tried that before, pissing inside the pussy, and it's not possible. So I'm glad that you changed.
But we gotta talk about pissing inside the pussy because I feel like that can cause UTIs and shit.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like it's crazy. That's absolutely. Why I would never get it done to me, obviously.
Absolutely.
But I did it to somebody and it was like sexy as shit, but I was kinda grossed out after. I probably wouldn't do it again, but it was definitely something I wanted to try. It turned me the fuck on. And sometimes you just gotta live life. Shit is not it, but the piss might be.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't mind a good golden shower, a good golden facial.
Oh, wow, so you didn't mess my dick to you? Do you open your mouth when they pee in your face?
Yeah. So what you do is you open your mouth and you lift your tongue so that a lot of the piss doesn't go in. So you open it and you go, so that the piss can run off on the side.
That's a little too kinky.
But you do it in the shower. You don't do it on the bed because who's going to change the sheets after you fucking?
That's a little too kinky for me.
Depending on how many people you fuck on the sheets.
I know a lot of people who tried doing that. So I can't even say like it's so nice. I know a lot of people who actually tried the whole piss plate thing. For me, the inside of the puss, the bus, whatever you want to call it, I could do. But like in mouth, kind of crazy. But
my nigga, I mean, you put your dick in the fucking asshole where the shit comes out. But you think about piss play? Come on,
please. I just feel like pissing in the
please,
mouth.
Please, like I beg.
Like,
I beg.
Nut in the mouth is different. Like, nut is way better.
I beg. Like a piss you, put thing, your, you put your wee-wee in the shishi.
You are nuts.
And your dick.
You
don't scatter
America.
My head. You don't scatter
You're
my head.
You're from America.
I'm not from America.
You're from America.
I'm not. I'm
so
not.
Speak American.
I am a whole Nigerian by penetration. What's up?
Nigerian. Mm-hmm.
A shower. Yeah.
So, guys, I just looked up the top 10. 10? Is it 10? I hope it's 10. Top 10 fetishes, that sexual fetishes.
No, white people, FYI.
Yeah, of course it's white people. The source is allure.com. You know it's white people, but let's see. White people do have the weirdest fetishes in real life because black people are not trying to have
all right, let's get to it. Thank you.
But I need to, like, give a
disclaimer. Yeah, let's get to it, though. Let's get to it.
Because mm-hmm. the people in the comments all said right. that Simba needs to stop being mean to
all right, let's get to it, though, in real life. Thank you.
Impact play. What the fuck is that?
White people. Megan, help us. Megan, you know what? We're going to have a white people show and invite a white guy who's white, a white guy who thinks he's black, a Ooh. White girl who is white, and a white girl who thinks she's black.
I know, like, everybody who hits that bucket.
Me too.
I think you do too.
Me too.
So we're going to make that episode happen.
Yeah, because y'all be doing some shit, and I just be so confused. And he's kind of white, as you can see.
No,
you see the melanin queen next to the snow princess? Melanin Queen next to the Snow Princess. Look at that. Look at that. Whoa.
If you know somebody or you want us to do that episode, let us know when you review our podcast and give us that, you know, 5-star review on.
I ain't gonna lie, this skin is glowing.
All that. Let us know. Let us know on YouTube comments or whatever. But yeah, let us know if y'all want to see that episode because we're gonna make it happen.
So what's impact play now? What are they talking about? Impact play means spanking, flogging, paddling, and other forms of consensual striking.
We can just leave it there. But yeah.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's kind of sexy.
But that's not it could be a fetish because let me tell you something. I have like 3 guys in Nigeria. Oh my god.
Ooh.
When I tell you I beat the fuck out of them, and they love it.
Ooh.
I mean, like, we tie the balls.
Oh, wow.
We take the little mini baseball and hit the balls.
That's crazy.
We put the ball in the mouth so that they can't speak and then tie it. And then slap. Ooh, slapping. Ooh, there's a nigga that all you bitches follow. Yeah, all you Nigerian bitches be on my nigga's dick. Yeah.
Ooh.
I be slapping the fuck out of him. He fine. I ain't gonna lie. Ooh.
I mean,
daddy.
Slapping is kind of sexy when you're having sex.
Ooh, I want to fuck him so bad. Oh, my God.
You want to fuck him so bad?
Don't say another word because you're about to say something that's going to fuck it up.
I'm
feel
not
it. I feel
anything.
The energy. I feel the
I'm
energy.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Anyway, the bitch, the nigga that you bitches and niggas follow, who you guys all love, yeah, that's my nigga, and I slap the fuck out of him. What's
all the
up?
Time.
Okay.
Shit out of him.
When y'all bitches be talking shit about what I look like. Don't worry about what I look like. He looking at this pussy and he's enjoying it. And paying.
He's running a coin.
What's up? Anyway, next.
Role playing, but I feel like everybody
I love a
that.
Good, nah, but you know what? I got this role play. So there's this white guy that I fuck with. And we do the master slave role play. But I'm the master, he's a slave.
Oh wow, that's kind of sexy.
It is sexy.
I like
beating the fuck out of him too.
But I could only do that with bae. Y'all know I haven't had a bae in a long time, but I got a little bae right now. You know
little
who you are, bae.
Oh god.
Your sexy ass in Queens.
Wait, verse? Yes or no?
What?
Verse, yes or no? I'm
so
asking.
Role playing is
oh,
sexy.
Oh wow. Wait, can you please? I need to have
role
these titties showing. You fucking covering my shit.
Role play is always a moment.
Oh, qué lindo.
Oh, she bit me!
I did not bite you.
I thought you just bit me. What'd you
no,
do?
No, that was my titties.
You smell good.
You know what's so funny? I sprayed the perfume and I said, let me see if he notices.
Oh,
you're my baby.
Sorry.
I can't stand his ass.
So... all I was trying to say is I only can role play for a certain kind of.
I feel like Sade better in Wah right now. Like, Ross Abrams.
Who?
Ross Abrams, Sade better in Wah.
Who?
Channel 7 News. You better respect the fucking OGs. All right, role play. Foot fetish.
Fetish.
Oh my God, my nephew has a foot fetish. My sister's son. Oh my God.
He's like 5 or 4.
He's like 3. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's 3.
Yeah. And he loves my feet. And when I tell you nobody loves my feet, except my old sugar daddy. Nobody loves my feet except my old sugar daddy. He loves it. And so like he'll come to my apartment and I can kind of tell when he wants to like play with it or look at it. And he'll like come up closely and he'll look at it and he'll put his head on my foot. Like literally, this is the foot. He'll be like this. I'd be like, baby, listen to me. So when I Googled, you know, foot fetishes and I got in contact with some psychologists about it, they said, let him explore, but you got to teach him how to explore because you don't want to be like, oh, don't touch the feet. Don't fucking touch feet. And then when he go to school, he be sucking the bitch big toe like this in the corner. You know what I mean? So you have to allow him to explore because I don't want him to be that guy that's sending bitches $1,000 because they sent him a piece of callus from the back of the bottom of the corn.
Imagine he's their nephew.
Can you imagine? Bitch, I will be in the DMs in the inbox like, hey, on a fake page, so he can send it to me too. The fuck? You think I'm not taking nephew money? I'm taking all the coin. What's up, nephew?
All the money
anyway.
You gave him, he just gonna get back.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I need
That's
to start giving
is.
Him some more money, but I'm not talking to my sister. Anyway, so wait, so yeah, foot fetish. No, but not only that, I went to a foot fetish party before, so. You know, I like a little kinky something. So I need you to move this arm because I need these titties out. Thank you. I need them to know the cup exists. If you're covering it, they're not going to get it. So I went to a foot fetish party and I made like, I don't remember how much it was. I think it was like $1,200. And literally you just go there, you sit there and they have like booths and you sit there and the guys just come.
I want to come.
They take off your shoe. They smell it. They lick your foot, all types of crazy shit. They wash it. Like, you, it was crazy.
I would go crazy.
And I made like $1,200, and I was only there for like 3 hours.
They
so
really
it wasn't
do
bad.
Men's feet too?
That foot, that Jamaican foot.
They'll
no,
probably
no, no,
love
no.
it. You know, if you love it, they'll be loving a hard, rough foot.
First of all, that foot is hard, rough, and it's white.
And my foot.
When I say white, I mean like Casper the Friendly Ghost lives down there.
My foot is not only Jamaican; it's Jamaican, Guyanese, American, mostly, and part-time Trini.
And ugly.
The fuck.
The fuck?
And they'll love
they better respect it.
Inch of it.
Right?
Okay?
And it's big.
And
I don't understand
feet.
Why it's so big well, because big I didn't hear the dick was that big in real
my
life.
My dick is really big though.
I'll find out.
You won't.
I will.
Ever.
I
in
will. I will because when Bay comes this week, should I not say that?
Really?
The other
Bay.
It's all right. Gay people know that
about?
All of y'all do just fuck each other anyway. So it's not
about?
A big deal. What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I only have one person that I'm like talking to. Everybody
okay.
Fucking. I'm not even fucking like that. I haven't had sex in so long, guys. That's a whole other story.
Only a week.
It's been over a week.
All right. 72 hours over a week.
It's been like a very long time.
72 hours over a week.
And if for some reason, I feel like I'm so into one person, I don't really care to have sex with a lot of other people right now. It's so crazy how my brain is changing. Is it because I'm getting older? I don't know.
You are old.
The next fetish is not older than you, bitch. The next fetish,
and not coined up more than me either.
The next fetish is anal sex.
Oh wow!
I have an anal sex fetish. Just saying, because it's something
don't
about
most gay guys have an anal sex fetish.
A pretty ass just butthole, right?
A pretty butt
in front of you. Not that.
Stop playing with me.
A pretty butthole in front of you.
A pretty butt.
Just like no hairless, waxed off, just like pretty and tight. And how could you not have an anal fetish? Like,
how could you not have an anal fetish?
Just sit in my face.
Oh,
you feel
let me?
Me.
Wait, how?
Never you.
Oh, wow.
Ever.
Oh, wow.
Just sit in my face. You feel me?
Oh, wow.
Then how could you not have an anal fetish?
So, anal to me is two. Okay, so I have two things about anal. If you want anal, you got to pay more. That's number one. And number two, if the dick is too big, like if you were Chinese Jamaican, we could have anal sex. What's up? You're still going to pay double. If you are a Pakistanian, for sure, because your shit is more than likely a medium. Oh, actually, not even a medium, a large.
Is it Africans like extra large, or shouldn't they pay more too?
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, I feel like lately Nigerians be getting into the whole anal thing. Mm-hmm. Because when I first started going to Nigeria, nobody was requesting that. Now people are requesting anal. Mm-hmm. But again, if it's too big, we're not going to do it because I'm not going to demolish my asshole for anybody when I got to take Chipotle shits. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to do that. And not only that, it's like, I'm just not into pain. Like, would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley? You see any tattoos? No. So I'm not going
to
do all that. Yeah.
What you trying to say?
A Honda.
Bitch, I'm never a Honda.
Yeah, you're right. You're more like an Altima.
I'm a whole Porsche. And I'm letting everybody know now when I buy my Porsche, I'm naming
poor.
A Porsche.
Poor. Nosh. Porsche. Yeah, that's what the fuck he is.
Anyway, next is lingerie.
Lingerie.
Basic shit. Can we skip it?
That's not really basic. Let me tell you something. I know women that have a lingerie drawer, but their boyfriends have never seen them in lingerie except the first time they had sex. Ladies, please, pick up on the lingerie. Like, I travel. Can you stop thinking your knees like you fucking scared of somebody? Thank you very much. I walk with my lingerie, and let me tell you something. Every custody gets a lingerie moment, because at the end of the day, it's all about the aesthetic. It's all about the package. Like, when I show up with the trench coat on, there's nothing underneath, you're gonna be like, damn, I need Shorty to come back. I know she expensive, but I need her to come back. Oh, because I give you the whole moment, I give you the whole experience. So ladies, do not buy anything more to put in that lingerie drawer until you have worn at least 30 pieces in that lingerie drawer for your nigga and the other niggas you're fucking with, because most of you bitches are fucking multiple niggas. If you don't move that fucking elbow one more time, I'm gonna punch the fuck out of it.
Bitch, nobody wants to see your
thank
teeth
you
in real life.
Oh, my homegirl hit me up. We going to party.
Yay.
So yeah, what's the next one?
Group sex.
Ooh, group sex. Wow. You want to talk about that? Because y'all gay people love that.
I just think that everybody needs to experience group sex at least once, twice, or three times in your life. In the gay world, it's kind of normal. Simba's had a group sex. Have you had a group sex? You had a group sex. No?
Yeah, remember my guy that I used to fuck with? We used to always have group sex.
Yeah, so we don't really have to go too much into it. But
yeah, I know group sex. Group sex. It's a fetish. And then there's also onlooker sex. So there's some people who want to be watched or like watching people.
I like both.
I like to be watched, but I also like to watch people. Like, I don't mind having two people on a bed. I watch them fuck, and I'm in the chair playing with my pussy with the legs wide open. Because what really happens in the mind of the guy is he's really hoping he's fucking me.
Mm-hmm. It's just a vibe. Like, it really is. So get into it. Get into it, y'all.
But I also like being watched, because if someone's watching, somebody pound me from the back with this big fat ass, guess what? He's gonna wish he's fucking me too.
Orgasm control. Oh, okay. Oh. So in the gay world, it's called edging. So what happens is you just like pretty much edge like the tip of your dick, but you don't nut. And so sometimes you can just like
just keep going and going and
jerking
going.
Jerking off with not nutting for like hours.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the website that I go on and I tip guys, that's what they do, and I fucking love it.
It's like the craziest thing in the world. But sometimes you need to bust that nut. That sounds very graphic, but it's just very true. Like, edging just gets very annoying after a while. And sometimes you just gotta bust the nut, and that's just what the fuck it is. For females, do y'all do that?
Like, I do.
Like, how, what is it? Like, do you just go and, but just make sure you don't, like,
Yeah. Sometimes, like, oh my God, first of all, if I take a Molly, it's a fucking wrap. I can't come. So I will be playing my pussy for like 3 hours. I'm like, this is so fuck. I wake up, come back, wake up, and come back. And it just won't come until my body's just like, all right, bitch, you're a fucking crackhead. Let me just let this bitch come. Because if she rubbing this pussy one more time, DJ Nice is about to walk through the fucking room. And you already know, I don't think he's paying. So you don't need to walk through.
Well, I'm just saying. It's equivalent to fucking though, because I can fuck for hours sometimes.
Ew, I hate that.
So I can fuck for hours.
I wish a nigga would try to fuck me for hours. I slap the fuck out of him and kick him in his balls.
Life. Bondage.
Oh, wow.
Never tried it. Sounds weird.
Yeah.
Could be sexy.
Some of my dominatrix customers like bondage. Like, they want to be tied up. They want to be handcuffed. They want to be in a very submissive state. And, you know, I'm a dom, so what's up? But I can also be submissive.
Okay. The next one is psychological play, which I don't fully understand.
I need you to move that elbow again. It's annoying me. While physical actions such as spanking are often most discussed, kinks and fetishes, some of the most intense sexual play takes place in the mind. It is referred to as psychological play, as mind control. It's a type of BDSM. It involves implementing a sexual power exchange. Humiliation play, for example, might involve a submissive partner getting off on being called names. So I get this one. So there's some guys that hit me up. Because, you know, I sell the t-shirt, Big Dick Verified. So the concept behind the t-shirt is you buy the shirt, and then I have to do a verification. So what I do is I call you on video, butt naked, so that we can get the dick hard so I can see if you're verified. Because some guys are growers, not showers. So you might be soft and be small. And then you see these titties and this pussy and this fat ass, and then all of a sudden you're a mandingo. I know a few people like that. So ladies, if you need somebody in Brooklyn that's like that, I got you. Send me a message. And then there's some people who will be soft and the shit is large, so it only gets larger. So with the verification, if you are verified, you get the shirt. If you're not verified, you're not verified, so you don't get the shirt. So www.simbaserotic.com and get your t-shirt.
Wow.
But a lot of them do it knowing they're not going to get the shirt because they love the humiliation factor. I used to have a group chat at night with Krisana Mariah and some other girls, and guys would call us so that we can give them a dick evaluation. And the majority of the people who would call had the smallest penises on them. When I say small, I remember being a kid watching the Howard Stern show, and he had the small dick contest, and the dick was so small, like all you saw was skin. I was small, like, wow, I want him to be my boyfriend. Bitches, imagine having a nigga with a coin with the smallest dick on the planet. Oh my God.
You will love that?
One more time. Imagine having a nigga with a coin and the smallest dick on
but
the
you can
planet.
Still fuck other niggas.
All you gotta do is fling it. Ding, 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 ding.
All you gotta do is whine on it. You
give me a coin and I don't fucking know. Jingle bells all the way. Hey, give me a coin. Give me a coin. You are my boyfriend. The dick is small. I don't give a fuck. And I will not let you fuck my friend. Oh, can we talk about friends? Oh, wait. Before we finish this, can we talk about friends trying to fuck your niggas and shit? Can we get it? Or is that a whole nother episode?
That's a whole nother
episode.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. We're going to film that one another day.
But I could tell you, there's some just shit.
Y'all, man. If you don't move that fucking elbow.
Friends who you can't trust to
be around your nigga.
Or friends who always ask you about your nigga's dick. Like, mind your fucking business.
I don't know, but I don't have those issues. But you ever have a friend that just don't. Let's not talk about this because on that episode, I'm going to have to air her out.
No,
in real
we're
life.
Not.
No, yes, we are. Yes, we are in real life. Edit these nuts, bitch. The
no,
fuck? Yes, we are. The fuck?
No,
yes, we
no,
are.
Huh? When you say no, 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 no. When you say
yeah,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes.
No.
Anyway, no. Like I said, I'm going to air that bitch out. Because you know what? It's going to be an episode where we have people call in and we have them talk about what they need to talk about. Because I need them to respond to let me know if I'm wilding the fuck out or not. But let me know the next one because I'm getting tight. And y'all already know my period just left. So that's why I don't have an attitude today.
Yeah, one more, guys.
Wait, so for those who always think I have attitude, I don't know best behave because my period just left. That's why I'm about to fuck this nigga tonight and fuck the shit out of him.
They still think
life.
You have an attitude because you're still mean to me, which people in the comments are saying continuously that you're
nicer
to me.
Next. Voyeurism. We actually just spoke about this, which is you watching other people have sex. So it's kind of like, what?
It's the same shit you do when you watch porn, just in person. It's just sexy. Just fucking do it. Just try it at least once. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you, married couples, when one of y'all fucking somebody else, if y'all just start implementing more of these things into your relationship, then you probably have a better sexual life.
And you probably don't have to worry about your nigga running out on you because he know he can enjoy sex with you. And guess what? As much as you love vanilla ice cream, every now and then you want a little chocolate.
Or caramel.
Or white pistachio.
Anyway, guys, this was the episode to go through some fetishes. And we'll be back next time with the next one.
And wait, before you end it, and if you are interested in exploring a fetish with me, hit me up. And Simba's Erotic.com and buy a video call so we can talk about this. Or log on to OnlyFans.com/erotic.
Yeah, all that good stuff. So,
because I love a good role play.
Listen to us on all.
I love a
platforms.
Good piss play.
Anywhere you can listen to podcasts,
I love a good anal.
Brian Paul.
I love a good submission.
Paul. Our Instagram is at Simba.
I love
Brian
a good
Paul.
Dominatrix.
And just check us out. If you're
I love a good
YouTube, like,
reverse cowgirl.
We have some big
I
things coming.
I love to give head.
Season 2 is still coming
Let's
soon.
Get
I know we keep
popping.
Saying season 2 is coming Ooh. Soon, but season 2 is actually really coming soon. We just, you know, have some production going up, certain things like that. It's going to be like on a whole nother level. Like, you guys don't even understand. And when we get signed, because that's happening too, we're in talks. She's about to be bigger. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for watching Cooking with Simba and Brian Paul, where we chop it up. My name is Brian. This is Simba. Peace out.
Bye, boy.